Well, Rob, it has come to the point where we're down to our absolute favorite people.
That's true. And you know what I like is the fact that it's impossible to miss John and Martha out on the
John and Martha have become fixtures at all the shows I go to, and I say that in the most complimentary way. I do not mean wall fixtures or sconces in a little old lady's house. You guys, you've been married, you say, 53 years?
53 years.
You've been in aviation darn near as long, right?
We've been in the aviation business now for 43 years.
But we got our first airplane in 1969, right? Which would be 40...
That's almost 40 years.
Yeah, 40. That's 49 years.
What was that airplane?
It was a Cherokee 140.
I love those with the trim up top.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And 2 days after we got our private pilot certificates, we took off for the Bahamas and Florida. Scared the daylights out of our friends and instructor and so on. But we've always been adventurous because aviation to us just opened the world and opened vistas to our eyes, but just made us feel like citizens of the world. It was fabulous.
And on the way back
still
home,
is.
We lived in Indiana at that time. On the way back home from Florida to Indiana, we begin to notice this snow on the ground.
What's this white stuff down here?
In Tennessee.
It's a subtle change, isn't it?
Well, it was an abrupt change for us. So we turned left and went to California in that little Cherokee. So our very first trip in the aircraft after we got our certificates was go down to Florida, Bahamas, back to Tennessee, turn left and go to California, went up and down the coast of California, found this little town that we liked a lot called La Jolla, California, and we've lived there ever since.
We went home and packed up, and we hired somebody to drive our car out because we wanted to fly our airplane out.
So airplanes have been instrumental in our lives ever since they came in our lives.
See, now today, people would accuse you of being time loggers for doing that. You're just trying to build time for that airline career.
Actually, back in that day, you had to have 200 hours of flight time to get your instrument rating.
I remember.
And that's we knew that for the kind of flying that we wanted to do, an instrument rating was going to be really important if we didn't want to be picking ourselves out of the top of the trees. And so we did some real time building, just flying up and down from Southern to Northern California and back to get some of that time.
But from day one, airplanes were a means of personal transportation. They opened the world up to us. So we went all over the place in that little Cherokee. Our next airplane was a Comanche, and as soon as we bought it, we took it down to Acapulco and then up to Barrow, Alaska. It just opened up the world, and we've always used airplanes to get around and see the world in a way that you can't see it otherwise.
Well, now, you've both been flight instructors for how long?
Oh, boy.
1974.
Okay. So we have to do math, don't we?
Well,
no,
that's
we
about,
let
that's
them
close
do the
enough.
Math.
About 40, close
about
enough.
45
but
years.
But I'm really curious how King Schools evolved out of your lives.
Well, we went bankrupt in another business, and we said, wow, that hurt. Let's not do that anymore. Let's do something for the fun of it, and we'll do that for a while until a serious business comes along. And it's been about 43 years. We've never found a serious business, so we're still looking for a serious business.
Yeah. We're having too much fun to do anything
else.
We are.
We, by all accounts, we should be retired, but we're not. We flunked retirement completely, and we're just still teaching, still writing, and just enjoy doing it.
One of the fabulous things of aviation is the people you meet, and that's what makes Oshkosh so special to us is so many people, people we know only through the camera, if you will, who know us and have taken our courses, but they all have wonderful stories, both in their aviation life and in their other life, and it's so much fun to meet these people and learn their stories.
And we have great stories also, and some of them are true, so it works out really well.
Yeah, I can imagine that is so. One of the questions that I bet you get asked all the time is, you guys have just endured. Now, I think some of that is you're having so much fun. That's why you won't quit. I
absolutely,
get that.
Absolutely.
I absolutely get that.
Well, at least John is having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we haven't asked Mark.
But I've seen your business evolve with the times. You know, when I was going for my flight engineer and my ATP, I took your video courses.
Wow.
But, you know,
wow.
As did I.
I bet you don't make those VCR tapes anymore. Although I have a few of them.
Yes, but you know, it's interesting. When we got started, we did actually some serious thinking about the name of the company, and we didn't name it King Videos. We named it King Schools because we had a feeling that the technology was going to change a lot, and boy has it ever, as you say, with the VHS. We actually started out first with blackboards and lots of chalk and so on, and then with whiteboards, and then with overhead projectors, and then we had VHS tapes we were using for our own purposes, and then VHS tapes that we were selling to people, and from there, when computers came along, we went to CDs and then DVDs, and now all of our courses are online. We just got the aviation mechanics courses up online last week, the last one of them, and so everything is available online, and most of it is available offline with our companion app.
And, yeah. You know, the online thing, the biggest problem we had through the years in terms of pleasing our customers, making it easy for our customers, was that they had to install it on their computers. And there are so many different operating systems. So back when
so
we had
so many different drivers for printers and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So when we had CDs and DVDs, we had a big software support team. So when we put the courses online, it changed the customer experience a lot.
I can imagine that's true. And speaking of which, you've seen a lot of cycles of aviation training, and it looks like we're in the process of moving back into a ramped up cycle in terms of need versus, you know, supply demand.
It looks like good times. You know, the airlines are now so cheap, and they're so prolific that their biggest problem right now is getting pilots. And so there's a tremendous demand, and that creates a demand for flight instructors. So general aviation training is having good times again.
Part of the problem with it, though, is that the airlines are taking so many pilots that we're beginning to have a shortage of flight instructors to train the next generation of pilots.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a little bit dicey there. But times are good. The airlines are paying big bonuses, signing bonuses, retention bonuses. They're actually paying living wages. And it's a good career.
Do you think we're going to see the airlines paying for training soon?
Yes. Oh, yes. There's a company in Indianapolis that just started out for that very purpose.
Republic.
So, yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're now doing hiring bonuses that are essentially reimbursing people for training. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We're there.
And that may not even be enough. I mean, that's only that one. I think there might be somebody else that's trying that. But it's just barely gotten started.
Right, right. And it takes time to get the volume up on the people that you want to pull enough people into the industry, and that's true. But we were talking this morning to a gentleman who is retired airline, and he's come back into aviation as a flight instructor and now a designated pilot examiner because the flight schools in his area, which is near Chicago, are so desperate for instructors, and the local FAA office is so desperate for designated examiners that they sprinkled the holy water on him almost right away because they needed him so bad, and he's having a great time. He's really enjoying it.
I can imagine, and I know that's what's going on with mechanics, too. We're getting
closer and closer with mechanics.
And that's one of the reasons that we pushed really hard to get our mechanics courses online so that they'll be much more available to people and helpful to them in getting past their FAA tests.
But, you know, I think something that's interesting when we talk about these numbers is that recently, as we've seen some of the airlines starting to support the need to bring more pilots and mechanics on, But everybody wonders whether it's going to be enough, enough effort, because we're just going through them at such an enormous rate that we don't know that we'll be able to supply enough, even if all the schools are busy, to meet the demand.
Well, that's why people like Boeing and Airbus are playing around with single pilot or remotely piloted airplanes. And, you know, that's kind of scary to us in our thinking. It may be less so to younger generations. And it when it comes, it'll probably come in cargo aircraft first. But the world is changing.
I'm a skeptic, Martha.
Well, I am too.
I'm a skeptic, and yet at the same time, I know the military has been remotely piloting aircraft and very sophisticated ones for a long time. They don't talk about it, but then they do. I mean, one just went all the way to Farnborough on its own.
Well, meanwhile, there are new flight training schools, and some who have been around have expanded a lot. I think ATP flight training
is huge. Expansion.
And I think their airlines are supplementing the cost, and so it's we're seeing big changes.
Yeah. That's the word. And for us old timers, and I'm looking at all of us in the room at this point. You know, it's fascinating. It's a little scary.
Right.
But as long as people are still using their airplanes for personal transportation, for the joy, for being a citizen of the world, I totally get what you're talking about there. I mean, I get conned into doing things all the time when I say, oh, I'm really sort of retired, blah, blah, but you got to do this, you got to do this. Oh, by the way, it involves riding a seaplane.
Okay. Well, I tell you,
okay.
When you learn to fly, it changes who you are, how you feel about yourself forever, and opens up horizons and vistas that you can never dream of otherwise.
That is absolutely true. So where can people find King Schools here on the grounds at EAA Air Venture 2018?
Well, actually, they find us online at kingschools.com.
And we have, we're giving about five talks here, and they can look up our schedule there and nail us.
Ah, fabulous. That's what we were hoping to do. So if you want to see John and Martha King during the week of Air Venture, you got to look up the form schedules and pick them out and pick the best topic.
All they have to do is go to Facebook, and we've got our schedule posted up there, and so they'll be able to find it really easy.
Oh, that makes it much easier.
Yeah, if you run into them, just be ready, because they're very shy. They don't like to talk at all.
Everyone loves to talk about their flying, and we love to hear them talk about their flying.
That's exactly right. Martha, John King, thank you so much for taking the time to come over to EAA Radio today.
It's been wonderful. Thank you very much.